I would like to read a verse in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. For consider him who has endured. Then it goes on to say, before that we are encouraged and challenged to fix our eyes on Jesus. I was especially thinking about this verse 3. Consider him who has endured. It says about such hostility by sinners against himself. This is particularly about Jesus. So that you may not grow weary and lose heart. I was thinking about Brother Ian. What I can learn when Bible encourages follow their faith, what I can take it as a challenge to my own life, and what we can take to our own life. This came so powerfully because when God wanted to establish a new covenant with man, he decided to send Jesus as a weak baby into this world, evil world, and make him grow to be an example to us. We have heard in the past that Jesus, if he just had to die on the cross, he could have come as a grown man and lived amongst us and died and rose again. But God made him weak and grow him as a weak child in a poor home and tough circumstances. And here we read, consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. When I think about Brother Ian, I really thank God for giving me an opportunity or a privilege or a blessing to see this godly brother, godly man, so closely and live with him, be under him and to be subject to him and see him live. It's such a wonderful thing. And you know what we, what the Holy Spirit encourages? As it says, consider Jesus, so that we don't lose heart and grow weary. And after that, when we see in the scripture, God has given us the example of Paul. See, God wanted to establish an example on this earth. That's what, after the Holy Spirit has come, the Holy Spirit started working in people's heart and changing them, transforming them of weak sinners. I remember talking to one brother. I asked him, brother, what's the difference between you and Brother Zach? Because he was so kind of introvert, looking into himself and discouraged. I said, what's the difference between you and Brother Zach? He said, oh, don't compare me with Brother Zach. I said, see, in reality, Brother Zach also was born into this earth as a sinner, a child. But what made a difference, or even Brother Ian, what was the difference? The difference was the God worked in their life. In other words, they allowed God to work in their life. They were gripped by Jesus and they laid down. And if the Holy Spirit can do such a work in people like that in their life, but can Holy Spirit work in our life? Exactly, he can do that. See, that is what here the Holy Spirit is saying. Consider him who has endured. See, that's the beauty. So then it says, and he has resisted to the point of shedding blood. So this is about Jesus. I was much thinking about Brother Ian. I count it a privilege to work under him and seeing him very closely. And what I could see in all through his life was he was one who who has leaned upon the Holy Spirit, so dependent on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has worked through his life and produced that kind of a life, now we have a hope that Holy Spirit can do the same in our life. And he was gripped by Jesus. See, when it says consider Jesus, Brother Ian was gripped by Jesus. He looked unto Jesus. That is the reason he endured all the circumstances, situation. Whenever we met, even I remember the last time I met him, we elders went and spoke to him. He stood with us and sang, "It is well with my soul." And I could see the radiance in his life. That's the last time I met him. So I was thinking about this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is the, the second example the Holy Spirit has given us is the life of Paul. What Holy Spirit has done in the life of Paul. Verse 14, chapter 5 reads like this. For the love of Christ controls us. I would like to read it in the Amplified version. For the love of Christ controls and compels us. You know, when I think about Brother Ian, he's a man who was controlled by the love of Christ. See, we think about Brother Ian doing so many things, and he was available for everything. He went out of his way and all that. I think what was the force behind him? I see this. What was the force behind Paul? We think about Paul's sacrifice and doing so many things. Just memory verse we read. He said, "I'm consider everything loss to gain Christ." But what was that behind his life? That was the love of Christ constrains me. One of the translations says, constrains me. It pushes me, compels us, he says. Because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. There's beauty there. See, if Jesus died, I die. If Jesus died for me, I die for him. See, that is what I could see in Brother Ian's life. That he is not a man who is living for his self. There was no so much of less of self, more of Christ. And I could see him growing. Last 28 years, I could see Brother Ian growing in grace and fear of God, love of God. His favorite verse was always, he'll always go back to Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart through the Holy Spirit. See, that is the thing. See, he kept on drinking that love of Christ, love of God poured into his heart through the Holy Spirit. And what was emitting from his life was, it was love of Christ. That's what Paul is trying to say. In fact, he clarifies in the next verse, verse 15, 2 Corinthians 5:15. He died for all, so that all those who live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and raised. This is what I could see there. I was so happy that we could see example. Last week, Brother Charles was mentioning, it's such a privilege to see an example. See, even when Peter had to share the gospel with Cornelius, Cornelius was a Gentile person. I remember, I think Brother Zank mentioning that, why so many arrangements had to be made. Cornelius gets a vision and he hears angels speaking, and this side Peter going there. Why angel himself could not communicate the gospel to Cornelius? That is not so in the New Testament. New Testament, God needs people to share the gospel not only with their words, with their life. See, God made Brother Ian a testimony for each one of us, a kind of example to follow and become like the Lord, That's what I see that. See, Brother God gave Brother Ian. So he, when we think about Brother Ian, he was a humble person. He was a man under submission. He was a kind of a crucified to self. There was no self in him. He was a man who was subject to authority. I could see that. Why God bore witness to his life? Because he was a man under subjection. It's not easy, brothers and sisters. See, we don't have that flesh. We have a flesh, we just want to get out of authority. Or we don't know how to be under authority. So, and that's what I can see there. That Brother Ian was a testimony for that. See, that is what I could see very closely. Always he was dependent on the Holy Spirit and also on others, each other. So for everything, he'll check. Shall we do this? Shall we not do this? How do we do this? See, and he had a respect for authority. Even I remember speaking to him, you know, many times it was going on for a long time. He loves to speak. He loves to speak and talk to people. That is, see, he wants to hear from others. He was a good listener. You know, I read somewhere, good counselor is a good listener. He was a good listener. So he always gave space to people. I see, oh, God can make a man like this. Definitely, we have such a great hope. And also, I can think about that song, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. There's one line goes like this. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. Brother Ian was like that. It fits into his life. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He, even though there were so many things, but he was always had time for others. And how he learned? Definitely he learned it from Jesus. So I think about one verse which Brother Ian said. He said something like this. Here is a verse which you all can live with by this one verse. He said that. And he pointed out to a verse, Philippians 2:5. I remember long back. He read that verse and said, see, you don't need all the verses. If not all the verses, just think about this one verse. That means what he is trying to say is fix your eyes on Jesus. The verse says, have this attitude in yourself which was also in Christ Jesus. See, he's a man who always, he pointed us to Christ. He pointed us to Christ. That's why he was, see, he was gripped by the Lord Jesus. And he was pointing any conversation, any time, even in our personal conversation, when we have elders meeting together, or in his messages, in everything, he was pointing to Christ. Gee, have that attitude. Just be gripped by Jesus. When I think about Brother Ian being a great witness, I think that, oh, he's a man who fixed his eyes on Jesus. Wow, what a result. Wonderful result. Till last day, I said, no, but the last time when I met, there was radiance and he was so happy. He was smiling. The same beaming smile, even though he was going through such pains. He enjoyed spending time with brothers. I think once I told Brother Charles, get some people who have problems to get counsel from Brother Ian. I think he will quickly recover. So he's somebody like that. He loves to help. So I was thinking about that verse, Proverbs 11:25, which says, if you water others, you'll be watered. Why Brother Ian was fresh? He was vertically, he was gripped by Jesus. Other, he loved people. He poured himself to others. And when he watered others, definitely God watered him so much. That's why he was always, even till the last, he was so radiant, so fresh. Even last, and we could crack joke with him. Like Brother Charles was saying the other day, I was thinking, I cannot think of even one conversation with him without cracking some joke, or he or me, something like that. Even last time when we met him, something written on his t-shirt, I said something, he burst out laughing. He was so happy. He enjoyed all jokes, even if it is poor. So he's like that. He is so fresh. See, that is what I personally feel, that Lord, make me like my brother. And if you can work through Holy Spirit in my brother and change him and go through so many things, and still he was always gripped by Jesus, never shaken. See, the scripture says in Hebrews 12, all that are not shaken will remain unshakable. So if he can have an unshakable life despite of all his circumstances, how much more we can have that hope without losing heart. This verse, have this attitude in yourself which was also in Christ Jesus. And verse 3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourself. Verse 4, do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Oh, I could see that in Brother Ian very much. See, you know, when we say, oh, Brother Ian, we don't have to think, oh, it's Brother Ian was like that. No, it is what we need to understand is the Holy Spirit who worked in Brother Ian's life can also work in our life, can make us like this. See, this is what the attitude which was in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was saying. See, Paul was always gripped by Jesus. He was saying, if the Holy Spirit can work in Jesus' life, he can also work in our life. Today, what we can say, many, many examples, especially I was thinking about Brother Ian. If Holy Spirit can transform Brother Ian like that, he was like that. Many can testify that. See, he always, this verse says that, do not merely look out for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. You know, whenever he spoke to people, even to me, there were so many long conversations, many times, every time he calls would go on. But you know how much, after all the conversations, I used to feel myself somebody great. But then later years, I had to judge myself, Lord, if I speak to Brother Ian, I feel like I'm some big man. Lord, help me to see myself. What do you think about me? I had to ask the Lord like that. See, he made always others feel so important. He gave his time and energy to encourage others. I can think, if Jesus would be here, he would do the same thing. And he appreciated for the fullest. You know, this is what I was saying. Many times, there were times when I went to thank him for something, immediately he ended up thanking him more. I said, brother, I came to thank you. Even on his birthdays, when I say, brother, thank you very much for all your example and life and sacrifice. And at the end, I see that he has thanked me more at the end of the conversation. That's how he is. And also his letters, we know personally, he when he wants to encourage or appreciate somebody, he uses best words. I think we need to learn from him. And also, even if he writes an email, it's always a long email, even WhatsApp messages. I used to tell brother, how do you type so much? And he used to do that. I remember, sir, there are some mails which was written from the office. Brother Ian says, no, it doesn't look so personal. It looks kind of a automated or something like that. He wanted to, whatever he writes or speaks, he wanted it to be very personal. I want to learn, actually. I'll say, whatever I've seen in Brother Ian's life, I want to desire and want to have that in my life. I want to pursue that. See, then he always sought others. I remember sometimes I have told brother like this. Brother, why do you come all the way? There was some many incidents in Dacosta Square. Somebody comes and they say that, brother, I am here. Will you please come? Brother Ian from Babusapalya, he comes all the way to talk to somebody in CFC office, Dacosta. I used to say, brother, they need your help. And why don't you ask them to come near your house? You can just sit outside and just talk to them and send. No, no, no. He used to come. It's okay, John. I can come. See, always, whenever he fixed any appointment, he always seen their comfort, their convenience, and he adjusted according to their convenience. I said so many times. And after telling, he will say, okay, John, yeah, what you said is good. But he ends up doing the same thing next time also. I say, brother, we discussed this earlier. No, he's always like that. He always sees what is easy for others. That's something which, verse 7, Philippians 2, 7. But emptied himself and taking up the form of a bondservant. That means Jesus humbled. He came down to their level. Always, I have observed Brother Ian going to others' level. Whether he's a 5-year-old or 10-year-old, 20-year-old. I am about 30 years less than Brother Ian. He always... I never felt that age gap, by the way. I never, whenever we spoke, I felt I'm talking to a friend. He's a father figure to me. He's always had so much love and concern for me. But I always felt that I had that freedom to speak to him. Because he gave that space. So many times I think about Peter telling Jesus, Jesus, no, you should not do this. But you know why Peter did that? Because Jesus gave that space. See, I was so blessed that we could associate with a brother who was so gripped by Jesus, and he showed that. Not only, you see, many times many of us say that, oh, Brother Zach was a little stricter type and Brother Ian is not. No, I never saw that from the day one. He spoke the truth in love to me. See, I remember there was a situation where I needed help. I sought Brother Ian's help. Brother Ian came all the way to meet me and spent, I don't know, more than 2 hours we spent together. He prayed with me. You know, he didn't speak all nice words to me. He said, John, whatever it is, I think there is something in your attitude which you need to cleanse. Then it will be okay. But I didn't understand. I said, brother, yes, brother, but I'm not able to really kind of understand what you're trying to say. I feel I'm okay in that matter. But Brother Ian said, he quoted a verse in James 1:21. So that is... ridding yourself of all filthiness, all that remains of wickedness. He said, John, see, there is something called remains of wickedness. You may not be able to see, but ask the Lord to help you to see that. This is about 20 years back, maybe about 20 years back or 18, 19 years back. So, and I could not see that. He said, take time with the Lord. That's what I see. You may look okay, it may look okay for yourself, but you have to see how the Lord sees. If you correct here, it will be good for you. I'll tell you, I couldn't understand, but still he explained, said something like this, I never forgotten. See, in the ground, a child vomits or something like that, you may cleanse it. But the thing is, if the fly comes and sits on it, it shows that there is still smell there. Brother Ian could smell that. But I couldn't smell. But he said, you know, it does something to your spirit. See, See, that means the fly is coming and sitting here. Whenever you think of that and it is disturbing you, I could not see. But I'll tell you, I took time. I said, okay, brother, I'll go before the Lord. After, I think, 1 or 2 days, God clearly showed me. See, that is the discernment level he had. See, he was not a nice man or tries to speak nice things to others. No, not really. He wanted to help others. You know, I remember once I said something I thought Brother Ian would appreciate. This is many years back. Then immediately he said, John, that is super spiritual. It's very dangerous, he said. See, he spoke the truth in love. So that made me draw close to him. But one thing, the mark which he left greatly in my life was, see, that's how the church began here. Holy Spirit filled the heart of Brother Ian and Brother Zach. That's how the church started. He always takes us back to the being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it's his favorite song, which always, whenever any meeting or maybe prayer meeting, he'll come back to. I knew which song he comes to. Those days in the Costa Square, he used to use that book, Golden Bells. I know well before, he'll say, song number 188. That was, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. I knew many, many times he used to sing that song. See, that shows that he was so dependent on the Holy Spirit. And also he pointed others, see, without being filled with the Holy Spirit, no, you cannot manage this life. Today, when I look back Brother Ian's life, I say, Brother Ian, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit like you. How? That means he honored the Holy Spirit. He gave the right place to the Holy Spirit. See, 2 Corinthians 3:16, he always used to mention, but whoever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, now the Lord is the Spirit. He used to always point, and that song, one of the verse which says, breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love and do what you would do. This is what it is coming to me, and I would like to just end with this verse in John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 7. Jesus said like this, but I'll tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When I think about Brother Ian, that comes to me like Jesus said. Jesus said, it's for your advantage I'm going away. See, if when I think about Brother Ian, I say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Like you filled the heart of Brother Ian, and fill me with that same Holy Spirit, same power, so that I'll be a better witness. And I'll be witness like Brother Ian. So, and then verse 12 says like this, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Even Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he said, no, I have said so many things, but you seek the Lord, you will get an understanding. That's how Brother Ian was. At the end, no, you may not understand everything. You go, ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He will show. That's what Jesus is also saying here. Verse 12, I have many more things to say that you will not bear them. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And verse 14, He shall glorify me, for He shall not, He shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. When I think about Brother Ian, I can say, through the work, help of the Holy Spirit, He showed me Jesus. And He tried to show Jesus to all the others. And that's how his testimony ends. And it's such an encouragement and challenge. I pray that all of us will be filled with the Holy Spirit the way Brother Ian was filled, and so that we will be able to show Jesus to others around us. May the Lord help us.